Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the flying monkeys and the narcissist, okay? The flying monkeys are the ones that back the narcissist. They're what give the narcissist their power, their strength, okay? Because a narcissist, they get their power out of knowing that people support them, okay? That's why they're always worried about their image. Narcissists are always worried about how they're perceived by others, and they're always trying to get outsiders, you know, to validate them, accept them. You know, they'll be great with outside people, but when they're in the relationship with you, they're a totally different person, you know, behind closed doors. But the thing that a lot of people, they don't really understand is that without the flying monkeys, the narcissist would not be as powerful as they are. And flying monkeys can come in a lot of different forms, okay? Like, for instance, if you're dealing with a narcissist, the flying monkeys could be the narcissist's family. They're the ones that back, you know, the narcissist, because that's their family. And they could, a narcissist can come from a toxic family, and they will still back the narcissist. Those are the flying monkeys that back the narcissist. Flying monkeys could be the narcissist's friends as well. They could know that their friend is wrong, but they're still going to back their friend, okay? Even if you came and tried to explain to them the truth of whatever happened between you and the narcissist, they won't validate you, okay? Because their interest is with the narcissist. And a lot of times, flying monkeys are actually covert narcissists, okay? They're the kind that smile to your face and are ripping you up behind your back to the narcissist, or they could even be getting the narcissist set off by the things that they say, okay? You see this a lot when you're dealing with a narcissist and maybe you have a mother-in-law, father-in-law that's toxic, and they're the flying monkey that is setting off your partner, who's the narcissist, and telling them, you know, I don't know how you put up with that, or something like that, or, oh, there's something wrong with them, and trying to make you out to be, you know, psychologically wrong or whatever, okay? This is the damage that flying monkeys do, okay? Now, there are cases where flying monkeys are not toxic, and that could just be somebody who's very, very naive and only hearing one side of the story. But a lot of the times, the flying monkeys are very well aware of what's going on, and yet they don't care. They don't care if the narcissist is wrong. They're still going to back the narcissist, okay? And you see that as well in families, especially like when there's money involved. If the narcissist has money and the other members of the family are flying monkeys, they're going to, you know, they're going to build up the narcissist and tell them everything they want to hear because that's where their bread is buttered, okay? So this is what goes on, and this is what keeps the narcissist strong. And the flying monkeys will keep a narcissist strong, for instance, with the silent treatment, okay? Let's say you have an argument with somebody and they're a narcissist, and they decide they want to give you the silent treatment. All you need is those flying monkeys in the background, you know, reinforcing the narcissist and validating the narcissist and saying, oh, I don't know how you put up with that person or something like that, or just adding any kind of fuel to the fire. That narcissist is going to be built up to the point where they're going to sit there and give you the silent treatment for a long time because they have the flying monkeys in their ear. And this is what goes on. And a lot of times, if you didn't have these flying monkeys in the background, the narcissist wouldn't be as severe as they are, okay? They could be toxic, but because they have these outside people, these outside flying monkeys telling them, you know, oh, you're right, or that person is, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, or they're a liar, or this or that, they're going to still, you know, validate the narcissist. And the other thing too is the narcissist is going to tell a twisted story to the flying monkeys. They're not going to, when they tell a story after they have an argument with you, they're not going to tell the flying monkeys, you know, any legitimate thing that you said that was the truth. No, they're only going to point out other things and twist it to make you look like you are wrong. So a flying monkey is either going to see one side of his story, or they're going to be smart enough to realize what's really going on and don't care and still back the narcissist. And this is why it's so difficult when you have these outside people that are out there that are validating the narcissist, okay? Outsiders can break a relationship up. Outsiders can break a marriage up. This is a huge, huge problem. And I had somebody on my social media say, well, is it wrong to go tell your friends, you know, if you have a fight with your partner or something like that, you know, does that make, you know, me a narcissist and them flying monkeys? No, that doesn't make you a narcissist and flying monkeys. People in relationships may go out and tell, you know, their friends or something about an argument. It's when you lie and manipulate the story, okay? When you're only telling one side of a story, or, you know, if you're narcissistic, you have no empathy. You're a selfish person that has no empathy and doesn't care who you hurt along the way. There's a difference there, okay? Like, you know, people could have certain characteristics. It doesn't necessarily make them a narcissist. There's a whole different bunch of things that a person has to be in order to be narcissistic. And don't forget too, narcissism is on a spectrum, okay? Just like other things are on a spectrum, autism is on a spectrum. There's different degrees of how narcissistic somebody can be. How selfish can this person be? How much empathy can this person have, okay? So no two people are the same. You have to really evaluate somebody and really see their good qualities from their bad qualities. Are they somebody who's able to compromise in a relationship? Are they somebody that you can sit there, compromise with them, they could sacrifice with you? You know, because in order to be in a relationship, you have to be able to sacrifice. You got to be able to compromise. Maybe you have to do something that your partner likes that you really don't like, but you're going to do it for your partner. You're going to go attend a car show and you don't like car shows, or they're going to come with you and, you know, dress shopping or something like that. That's how you compromise in a relationship. But people that are very narcissistic, they are not willing to compromise. They want to do just what they want to do. And the reason that they get away with it is because people allow it. Okay? You allow it, and it gets, the more you give, the more they take. Okay? So, you know, this is why we always talk about strong boundaries. You have to have strong boundaries. And if you don't have strong boundaries, that person is going to take, 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 until you're in a very, very toxic relationship and that person is basically doing whatever they want to do and walking all over you because there's no threat of you walking away, okay? But I wanted to do a quick podcast and basically talk about the flying monkeys and just how, you know, deadly they can be and how they can ruin a relationship and how they can influence the narcissist. And they have a huge impact on how the narcissist will treat you, okay? The narcissist is very toxic to begin with, but just add on flying monkeys that could be covert narcissists that work underhanded, that don't show their hand, that could be very sneaky, you know, because they don't like you, then they could pump up the narcissist. Now the narcissist is going to treat you twice as badly because you have these outside factors, these outside flying monkeys that are backing the narcissist and filling the narcissist's head up with things about you, little subtle digs, okay, that will, you know, make your relationship worse, okay? So when you get involved with somebody, besides trying to figure out whether they're narcissistic or not, you've got to look at the outside people that are around the narcissist. Who are their friends? Who is their family? Who is their support system? Okay? You got to also ask yourself, why would these people back the narcissist? What is in their interest to back the narcissist? Is it money? Is it just because it's a relative? Is it because the narcissist has done things for them? Okay? People are generally, people are going to go where their bread is buttered. What is going to benefit them? Okay. And if a flying monkey benefits by having the narcissist in their life, and even though the narcissist could be wrong, they're still going to back the narcissist. Okay. They may, you know, a lot of them too, you know, if they don't really want to get involved, some of them will be a little bit more on the silent side. But there, you got to remember, too, the narcissist is giving them a convoluted story of what really happened and not giving them the truth. So they're going, the narcissist is going to make up a story that's going to make the narcissist the victim, because the narcissist is always going to try to play the victim. This is what they do. Oh, you know, I did everything and, you know, this is how they treat me and everything like that. And the flying monkey is going to be like, oh, that's terrible. Oh, I don't know how you put up with that person. You know, I don't know. You know, you ought to think about, you know, whether you need to be in this relationship or not. So when you're dealing with somebody and you think they're narcissistic, the next thing you have to do is look around at who they surround themselves and ask yourself, are these people going to make the relationship worse because they don't like me, okay? That's why when you get involved with somebody, it's important to like the people that they are around. If you're dealing with somebody and they have, you know, they're very close with certain friends or certain family members or something like that, you better be sure you can get along with these people. Because if you cannot get along with these people and your partner is very much attached to them, okay, and they're a part of your partner's life, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem because you're going to be around them. They're going to rub you wrong, or you're going to rub them wrong, and it could cause a lot of friction. And the last thing you don't want to do is try to isolate somebody from their friends and family. Because if you isolate your partner from their friends and family because you don't like them, then guess what happens? Your partner is going to resent you. Yes, your partner is going to resent you. So these are all, like I told you guys a long time ago, relationships are very complex. You've got to look at the core of that person. Look at their childhood. How did they grow up? Did they grow up in an abusive childhood? Did they grow up entitled or the golden child? You know, those are two characteristics of how narcissists are made, all right? What was their past relationships like? Why did they break up, okay? You got to remember, a narcissist is not going to give you the truth of why they broke up with their last relationship. They're going to either give you very little details, or they'll say something like, oh, well, we just didn't get along, or we grew apart, or something like that. The truth won't come till later on. The longer you get to know this person, little things will come out, okay? So the point I'm trying to make is you want to look at everything when you're dealing with somebody. And the other factor, like I said, is the flying monkeys, the people that are around this person who could be a narcissist, and you don't find out they're a narcissist till later on, and then you're going to see the people around them that support them, that give that person their juice, their fire, you know, to, you know, treat you a certain way, you know, give you the silent treatment, walk out, you know, talk down to you, criticize you, judge you. A lot of times when you're dealing with a narcissist and they're, you know, they're devaluing you, a lot of things that come out of their mouth when they devalue you could be from the, what the flying monkeys said, okay? Because they've had prior conversations about you to the flying monkeys, and the flying monkeys might have said things to the narcissist as well, like, oh, well, you know, she seems very insecure, or something like that. So now you're going to have an argument with the narcissist, and what's the first thing they're going to say to you in the argument? Oh, you're very insecure, okay? Where'd they get that from, all right? Well, they may think that on their own, but then they have the flying monkey validating them, say, oh, yeah, no, she's definitely insecure, okay? And these people magnify everything. And a narcissist, like I told you guys before as well, a narcissist can't stand alone. They always need validation from outsiders. So those flying monkeys are going to make an impact on your relationship with this person who's narcissistic. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast and have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.